Hi, is this Neilan?
Yes.
Hi, Neilan. This is Nate Offert. I'm actually calling you in regards to a letter that you mailed back to my office. It was in regards of your $127,000 loan with Everbank, and you requested some information about mortgage protection. Do you remember filling that form out and sending it in?
Yes, I did, sir. And actually, I'm working with two other companies right now to get estimates, but I think I'm just going to stick with the two companies that I'm working with now, sir. But I want to thank you very much for calling and following up. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. And if you can help me out for 1 minute and I can let you go, I want to get you out of the database so no one else from our company harasses you. Did you already get the coverage put in place then, or was it something you're just in the process of doing it now?
I'm just in the process of doing it right now.
Okay. And did they both give you quotes, or they already sat down with you and everything? They explained everything to you, or?
I'm in the process of getting quotes right now. I've got some initial thoughts on that. If you would like to send me an email with your contact information, I may get in touch with you, but I'd like to just work with these two at first. I've not made any decisions yet whatsoever, but I just wanted to work with these two companies first.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I don't want to waste your time. I was just curious because I actually, and if you hear me out for a minute, I'll let you go and I won't bug you anymore, but I represent 33 different companies. So I don't have a particular product that I'm out there to try to sell you or convince you that you need or convince you that you need to, you know, that this is the one for you. I actually sit down and I'm able to shop for you. I represent all these A-rated carriers and I have the ability to go out and find out who's going to offer you the most amount of coverage for the least amount of cost. Now, I know it's 69 and 73. Unfortunately, sometimes people will come out and they'll try to quote you a term. And if you're not careful or if you're not seasoned at that age, they may say it goes up to age 95 or it lasts for 20 years. But in reality, you only have a guarantee for 10 years. A lot of times, depending upon what you have put in place financially right now in terms of retirement and other things, sometimes it doesn't make sense to spend that kind of money at your age to cover the full, you know, what is it, $127,000 mortgage? Or where a lot of people in your age, just to kind of let you know, we have a program that we do is called mortgage payment protection. And without sitting down and talking to you, basically, you know, you may have another life insurance policy in place. Maybe you have some equity in the house. Maybe you have some other assets. And if you were to pass away, maybe you have a 401k, retirement, pension, social security, and sometimes it doesn't make sense with different things put in place depending where you're at to cover the full house. It's not even really that affordable, and a lot of people, you know, they're spending hundreds of dollars on something they don't in reality need, whereas let's say, God forbid, something happened to you, Neilan, and you passed away. Well, you can set up a mortgage payment protection, which is way more affordable, that literally would either pay the home for 6 months, 9 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever you pick, and it just makes that mortgage payment for you. So it buys your wife the necessary time to not have to sell the house in a pinch. It buys the necessary time, obviously, as horrible as it sounds, but to grieve your death properly. It gives her the ability to make logical decisions as opposed to emotional decisions. And a lot of time it's way more affordable, it fits into the budget, and it really almost, it does what you're looking for it to do without spending hundreds of dollars, and it just, I don't know if they've even brought that to your attention or not. My name is Nate, yep.
What is the phone number that I can reach you at?
469.
Oh, you got it already. You got it. Go ahead.
Okay. 469-224-0255. Tell you this. Meet with your guys. Okay. I'm your neighbor. I live on Parker and Preston. We literally live probably about 8 minutes away from each other. Get your information together. Okay. Don't sign anything. Make sure you get the copy of the contract and say, hey, listen, leave me the application that I'd be signing. And, you know, since you're close by, I mean, if you were out in Anna, Texas, I probably wouldn't offer this to you. I've been doing this for a long time. I can at least sit down, look at your offers, and I'll tell you right now, this is how I do business. I don't like trying to take, I will tell you straight up, okay, go with this one or this one. This is what they're really going to get. Or I would not go with that one. I'm not going to try to undercut them because there is no magical rates or mystical pricing when it comes to insurance policies. But I'll show you, hey, here's an idea that I have. But if you don't take my idea, don't go with this guy, go with that guy. At least you can have somebody who is seasoned professional, so to speak, really outlining exactly what you'd be getting and exactly what you're paying for. And then you can make a decision based upon the facts as opposed to guessing. Does that make sense? So meet with them, get all the final numbers. Don't stick a needle in your arm until you talk to me, because a lot of times they'll require fully underwritten, and if you put that needle in your arm, you basically, if they find anything in your blood, they find anything that's wrong with you, you go into the national database, which is called the MIB. It's not Men in Black, it's the Medical Information Bureau, and if you go that route, once they tag you, once they rate you, you can't get insurance anywhere else. There's ways to go non-med and still be affordable, and then you could back it up with a med exam if you decided to, and then if the med exam comes back and you're rated too high, then you can always take the non-med product first. But there's just certain ways you want to avoid you getting in a bad situation, so.
Okay. Now, with that said, Nate, I do have appointments on next Tuesday and Wednesday, okay? With prospective insurance agencies. One is going to come out to my house, and he's going to sit down. He's going to give me some numbers. The other fellow on Tuesday, he's out of Minneapolis, so I would be talking with him on the phone. But with that said, I would like to follow up with you as soon as possible after that, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. Call me when you're done with them. Talk to the guy in Minneapolis. I would avoid anyone that does anything over the phone because, I don't know. It's kind of like going to a custom suit shop and you're trying to do it and buy one online. It's really tough. But, you know, you talk to them still. But you call me on Thursday. Call me Wednesday afternoon when you're done with them. Or I'm not going to bug you anymore. I'll leave the ball in your court. So don't get offended if I don't call you again. But give me a call after Wednesday and Thursday. Either day's fine. Call me, and then when we figure out what they have, I can either, you know, help consult with you over the phone, or I'd rather just set up a time. I'll swing by your house, and I'll look at what they've showed you. I'll show you what we have, and then you can make an intelligent decision based upon, you know, knowing all the information.
That sounds great, Nate. I think what I will do is I will give you a call Thursday to set up a time, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Would that be all right?
Yep. Call me Thursday, Neil, and I appreciate it.
That's okay, Nate. Thank you for your time tonight, too.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was an A lead, but there's other companies doing this, and actually that A lead was almost like a B lead. So you got to hear me kind of do what I would do when I was calling the B leads. If I already took care of that, or I did this, or I did that. And, you know, of course, this is an older couple, so I kind of went over the phone. To me, if I'm going to lose it on a B lead, if I'm going to lose an appointment, why not shoot for defenses and try to see if you can't get it? So, you know, we'll see if he calls me Thursday. It could. Calling me Thursday. So I'm going to put that on my calendar. So if he calls me, I'll remember that it's probably calling me Thursday. All right, let's go off to the next one. And what I want to do, too, is I want to make sure that if you are comparing policies or comparing people, make sure you're the last one to go in. Because you don't want to have to go give all your information, show all your cards, and have two other people come behind you, get all their cards on the table, and then you have a pretty good chance of winning the bet.